since my grandbaby's coming into the world any day now, I've been doing some serious thinking as to what this child should call me.
What's wrong with Grandma?
Yeah, that sounds a little old-fashioned.
Don't you mean old?
Yes. I've narrowed it down to Nana, Nene, and G-Mom. Oh, yeah, and Catherine.
Why Catherine?
I just always liked that name.
Yeah, I picked up our caps and gowns. Oh, and Mrs. Hodge threatened to suspend anyone who makes barnyard noises during her speech this year.
She can't suspend you if you've already graduated.
You're right. Moo.
I'm so proud of y'all. I can't wait to see you step up on stage and accept your diplomas.
I hope there's a crane to lift Cheyenne.
I can climb stairs.
You can't even stand up.
I'll get it.
Now, Kenna?
No, I'm almost there.
See?
All right, you get it. I'm done. Hello?
Mrs. Hodge. What a surprise. Come in.
Ooh. No, not now, buddy, not now.
It's always nice when the principal makes a house call. And by always, I mean never.
Actually, I just dropped by to see if Cheyenne has had the baby.
No baby yet.
But we expect her to explode at any time. I'm so looking forward to you coming to my high school, Kira. How are you feeling, Cheyenne?
Well, the last month is really hard. My ankles are swollen, everything gives me indigestion, my back hurts, I can't even...
Great! I brought you something.
You did? It's my diploma.
Well, I thought that with the baby due any day, going to a long, monotonous ceremony might not be practical.
Wow. I'm gonna treasure this moment forever.
Normally, we mail the diplomas to those who can't make the ceremony, but I wanted to come by in person and give you yours and say, nice work.
Well, isn't that nice of you, Mrs. Hodge?
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, I can see that. You didn't come over here to give Cheyenne her diploma. You came over here to protect your school's precious reputation.
I am merely trying to do what's appropriate under the circumstances.
You mean Cheyenne walking across that graduation stage with her huge belly leading the way?
Okay, I'm not huge.
Well, you can just take your diploma back. Cheyenne has earned the right to go across that stage just like every other kid in that school, and I have earned the right to see her do it.
Yeah, here, you can keep this.
Fine.
Now, Jake.
Ooh. Mom, you are awesome.
Hey, you are too. That's the fastest I've seen you move in a week.
Your boobs are enormous. Hey.
Hey.
We brought your baby a little present.
You know, your mom told me what Mrs. Hodge did. Good for you, sweetheart. I'm gonna be at that ceremony cheering you on.
Thanks, Daddy.
wheel with Jesus in the center and the 12 apostles spinning around him.
So when is my grandbaby coming? I can't wait for somebody to call me Grampy.
Hey, Grampy.
Well, Dr. Schmidt said that I could have the baby any day. Or I could be 2 weeks late.
I know how awful being late is. You delivered 3 weeks early. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about something else.
We just want to make sure we can be there with you in the delivery room.
About that. Well, Van and I think that this would be better if we just did this on our own.
Why?
Well, one of our birthing books talked about setting the right mood for the baby to be born.
Yeah, we think it would be easier for us to stay calm and focused if, you know, there wasn't a big crowd in the room. Mm.
But I sort of thought since you saw mine, I'd get to see yours. Birth!
Well, it's your call. We'll support you whatever you want to do. Come on.
I think you two have made the right decision. We'll be able to concentrate better if it's just the three of us.
Oh, Mom, we met you too.
Come again?
Mom, we appreciate everything that you've done for us, but, you know, it's time for us to be responsible for this child. Mm-hmm. That means doing this without my mom.
We start at Memorial City Mall and make our way through Gallerias 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I was thinking I might not go.
You don't want to go shopping?
Well,
you got a temperature?
I thought I might go with some girlfriends instead.
But back to school shopping is a mother-daughter tradition.
But I'm going to be in high school next year, and that means doing stuff without my mom. Oh, that's my girlfriends. Are you mad?
No, I understand. You're getting too big to have your old mom around you every minute.
Thanks. Hi!
Girlfriends?
Who, him? He's just a friend. I don't even like him. Mom? Mom? Are you mad about not being in the delivery room?
No, I understand. You're having a baby. You don't need your old mom around every minute.
Thank you. And you were taking this so much better than we thought.
Yeah, I said you'd cry.
Man.
It's no big deal. Why would you want me around? I'm just a mom who's given birth three times. But hey, you know what's best. After all, you are 17. Here we are on Cheyenne and Van's graduation day. This is the cake for Cheyenne and Van's graduation day.
This is me gagging on Cheyenne and Van's graduation day.
Watch the attitude. I want everything to be perfect today.
Are you doing all this for them, or to worm your way back into the delivery room?
Hey, look at me. I'm Judge Judy.
Oh. Where's Cheyenne?
I'm coming.
There she is, my oldest daughter on the day of her high school graduation. What you doing?
Nothing. I'm just taking a breather.
This isn't exactly how I envisioned this day. You, pregnant and married. Me, divorced and single. But the most important thing is we made it. We plotted a new course, right, Cheyenne?
I'm plotting a new course to the sofa.
Doesn't she look pretty?
Please, I look like a six-man tent.
I keep telling her she looks great, but she doesn't believe me.
Reba. Cheyenne has changed her outfit three times. I keep telling her she looks great, but she doesn't believe me.
Maybe she shouldn't go. Maybe we're pushing her too hard. Maybe it's our dream and not hers.
Reba, it's kindergarten.
But this is where it starts. It's the first step down the long road to independence.
She'll be home in 3 hours. Hey, independence is a good thing. It means you've done your job well. I'm gonna go get the car started. See if you can hurry her along.
I don't wanna go to school. I'm gonna stay here with you.
Cheyenne, honey, I'd like that too. But I have a lot of things to do today.
You want me to go to school?
I'll bet you'll really like it.
But I don't know what to wear.
I think you look beautiful.
Really?
Really. Now, your daddy's got the car started. You ready to go?
Mom?
What?
Is that what you're wearing?
I think you look beautiful.
Mom, you always say that.
Yeah, but I always mean it. Oh, don't sit down. I'm making breakfast. It'll be ready by the time you get there.
You coming, honey?
In a sec. I'm just checking to see if I wore shoes. I did. Oh, my God. You're in labor, aren't you? A little. Just since this morning. And the contractions are really far apart, so it's gonna be hours before I have this baby. Are you freaked? Shouldn't we tell someone? No, Kira, if you tell Van or Mom, then I'm gonna have to go to the hospital and I'm gonna miss graduation. So? You're having a baby. No, wait, Kira. You cannot tell. I've worked too hard to get to this moment. I can't let Mrs. Hodge win. I don't even know why I'm telling you this. You're gonna tell them.
Not necessarily.
Oh, I get it. Uh-huh. You think if you do this for me, you can hold it over my head to get whatever you want from me. Well, it's not gonna work, because I don't have anything you want.
Those hormones really have you nuts, don't they?
So you aren't gonna tell?
Cheyenne, believe it or not, I wanna see you walk across that stage too. Mom's right, you've earned it.
Really?
Just think of it as my graduation gift to you.
Thanks. Hey, wait, you didn't give me a real gift?
Hello, high school graduates.
Wait for this day, and then in a flash, it's here. Our little girl's grown up.
Jake, better get a move on.
Hey, BJ, get a picture of me with the graduates.
Say Jesus.
Cheese.
Okay, let's get this graduation train moving.
Cheyenne, you okay?
It's my fault. I hit her.
You what?
It was an accident. And I started it. I love you, Kira.
I love you too, Cheyenne.
Man, I wish I'd have got that on tape. Graduation on graduation day. Waiting for Shine and Van to graduate.
Kill me.
Thank you. I'm Mrs. Hodge, Westchester High School principal. Graduating students, when you entered this world 18 years ago, or 20 for some of you delinquents, this was the proud moment your parents looked forward to.
Okay. Dr. Schmidt's gonna meet us at the hospital. I got the video camera, your suitcase, and the box of cigars. Let's go.
I'm not going. I've changed my mind.
You're in labor. I don't think you can do that.
I was thinking about something Mama said when I was going off to college.
Should we really be stopping for stories right now? Yes, we should.
Mama said you bring a child into the world, you change their diapers, you nurse them when they're sick, you fight with them when they're teenagers, and when they've finally grown up to become your friend, they leave.
Don't you think by the time graduation rolls around for this little one, he might be ready to let go?
I can't take that chance.
I tell you what, if after 18 years we're not fully sick of this child, we'll lock him or her in a closet and never let him leave.
We could use the hall closet.
Fine. Now, can we go have this baby? You know, I got a strong hunch it's a boy.
Cheyenne's in labor.
Cheyenne Montgomery. Ben, this is it.
I know, honey. Go get your diploma. You're causing a backup.
Cheyenne Montgomery. I'm in labor. We're gonna have this baby.
Oh, my God. We gotta go to the hospital. Dude, would you go get my diploma for me? Come on, here we go.
No, Van, I want my diploma now. On stage, like everyone else.
You can barely move.
Then you are gonna have to carry me.
By myself?
What is he doing?
Well, he's not lifting with his legs, I can tell you that.
Congratulations, graduate.
We're having a baby!
This is Cheyenne having a baby on Cheyenne and Van's graduation day.
Say Jesus!
She's ready to push, so it won't be long. I'll show you all where the waiting room is.
She's gonna be all right.
We did it.
What?
They got their diplomas. They're both going to college. Now they're in there having a baby all by themselves. They're becoming adults.
Yeah.
And this is good. It's actually very freeing knowing that they can take care of themselves.
They still need us.
Not as much as they used to. And that's the way it should be. Not being needed just means that we've done our job.
Daughter is so beautiful.
She gets that from her mommy.
Oh my God. I'm a mommy.
I'm a daddy.
You two catch on fast.
Mom, you wanna hold her?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh. You go, sugar. There you go. Oh, yeah. It's your grandma. What's that? I look too young to be a grandma. Aren't you precious?
Yeah.
Midnight moonlight shining through the curtain lace. Paints a perfect picture on your perfect face. One sweet angel sleeping in my arms. You are the promise I knew would keep. You are the gift that makes my world complete. And you'll never know how much I'm loving you. But I'll keep on telling you my whole life through. Now I believe in miracles, and you're the reason why. So dream on while I sing you my angel's love.